Education and Healthcare Reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, on call with the Prairie Doc. Medicine at War is the theme tonight on SDPB TV at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, and on the Prairie Doc's Facebook Live video. They stream that live. Dr. Rick Holm is with us today from the Janine Basinger Studio at SDSU. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Medicine at War, what a fascinating topic. Tell us a little bit about where that comes from.
As awful as war is, I think about the wonderful advancements that have come because of war. And the first one that we can really talk about has to do with the clubs that people used to hit people over the head with, you know, rocks tied to sticks, you know, the clubs that people had. You know, you'd see the caveman walking around with a club over, hanging over his shoulder and hitting people. But what would happen is people's skulls would collapse. And so I think after thousands of years of that happening, somebody said, let's drill a hole into the skull, put my finger in there and pull that out so we can get that skull back into shape and maybe the guy will do all right. And what would happen is that it would pull the pressure off of the brain from the skull, and it would also open the a hole where blood can come out and keep the pressure of the bleeding from destroying the brain. And some people would survive, and they went, wow, this really works. And it's something that has gone on until right up to the present time. We use trephination as a tool to drain the blood out of from within the skull when there is a subdural hematoma, when there's a bleed within the brain. And so an advancement from war. I thought that was interesting. There, you can go on and on about trephination. There was trephination medical schools. I mean, everything that happened in Peru, in ancient Peru. Marvelous story there. But the other thing, kind of in a similar vein, is the Hippocratic Oath. It says a variety of things, and it's kind of outdated. But one of the things that it did say, it does say, is thou shalt not poison. And, you know, I think poisoning was one of the methods by which people actually destroyed other people. They would just sneakily kill somebody, and no one would know who or why or how. And the physician who knew the medicines and knew the plants and knew botany would be the tool, the person who would bring the poison to the table. So at the time of Hippocrates, they said, if you're going to be a physician and you're going to be learned in this, you need to profess in front of the town and everyone that you're not going to deal with poison.
That you will be responsible for the knowledge that you have and use it only for good.
That's right. That's the promise. I thought that was sort of tied into this thing of war. There are other things, you know, you can talk about Nightingale, the Florence Nightingale, the nurse, the first nurse, really, during the Crimean War, found that if she and her women helpers, her nurses that she trained, would take the fallen warriors and clean their wounds and clean them up and give them dry clothes and warm blankets and give them nutrition and support and caring, then they had 2/3 less death. It was a tremendous change in what happened to these people in the 1850s in the Crimean War.
So one of the questions I'm wondering is, do we see advances on either side of the line? So in different, you know, with different combatants, even though they're fighting each other, do you see, you know, similar advancements that
both
really
sides
that weren't shared because they were enemies, but both sides sort of were figuring out how to, you know, advance medicine at the same time with the same kinds of injuries, but in different countries?
Well, you know, the Civil War among our own, you know, American mm-hmm. versus American, the South versus the North, they both learned the value of amputation when one of the bullets would rip into a leg or an arm, and you knew that infection is going to destroy that arm, and the best chance for the survival of the soldier is to remove the arm or the leg. And so that's what they did. I mean, they amputated. Unfortunately, they didn't have sterile technique yet. They didn't realize that there were bugs in those saws and knives and so on. And so, you know, the infections occurred at the site of where the leg was removed, but they usually did okay after that. It was, if you left the arm on and the bullet had dragged cloth and dirt and grass and whatever else into the wound, that wound would fester and grow and it would kill the person. So amputations were an important thing in the Civil War, and it worked on both sides, Lori. I mean, the yeah. South and the North realized this. Maybe it was because they had espionage and they stole each other's secrets and so on, but surgeons on both sides did the same thing.
So in spite of the context here that we're talking about, you know, people trying to kill each other, the technology and the medical advancement that comes as part of it, as people scramble to figure out how to save lives,
right.
That resonates for decades to come.
It does. And we're so good at bringing our injured in and giving them repair. Sometimes they've said, I've heard it said, we're too good almost, because people who are severely disabled survive now, you know, and then they live a life that is quite compromised. And those are ethical questions no one can answer, but we're sure better at it now than we were when we were hitting people over the head with rocks and clubs.
Or it changes the expectation when you have more survivors of what is acceptable in war, and what sort of casualty count becomes acceptable, what can be mitigated, what can't. It's a whole conversation about how we view combat as well.
Well, and I think we have to understand that whole thing. MASH, the TV show, and the whole thing brought us to realize the awfulness of war better than almost anything. I mean, of course, people think it's the noble thing and we're going in and so on and so forth. And there's a time to fight, don't get me wrong. But I think if we can avoid war and killing and casualties like that, that would be a good thing.
Right. Then we could spend more time on medical advancements instead of on trying to figure out how to fix things that we would like someday to not have to fix.
That's right.
All right. Dr. Rick Holm, it's going to be an interesting show. Medicine at War tonight on Call with the Prairie Doc. Tune in to SDPB TV 1. That's at 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain. Or watch it streamed live on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. Rick, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lori. Thank you for having me.